is a recording with Reverend Timothy to Ascension number 002007 Real 8. Yeah, you mentioned that.
So the basic is a YAF, then it promoted into YAF, then it promoted into AF. They develop slowly like this. Mm-hmm. And then they develop into the Ladies Fellowship and the Men's Fellowship. Then they develop a Young Teens Fellowship that is younger than the YAF. So, we have got this line, the main line. Then they begin to branch out into specific missions or a specific emphasis. So, they form an E-band, evangelistic band. I form it after John Sung. Sunday afternoon, we go out preaching, you see. So, the E-band came into it, into its own. Then you have the missionary fellowship. Then we have the Life Bible class. They are another group. They want to start the church now. No, they are leaving us. When JJ comes back, they want to start the new church. Mm-hmm. I agree. I believe in decentralization. Mm-hmm. So they got the Life Bible class. They had the Sunday Bible class. So they keep on multiplying like that, you see. Mm-hmm. And That is about all. If you count them.
So with this this decentralization sort of ministries, how does the church ensure some kind of coordination?
Well, they have a coordination, and they have a put out another paper called the Fellowship Update. I think you have seen it. Mm-hmm. So they have like all the activities into one paper. And I think Yong Shun is doing it, Lau Yong Shun.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the role of the elders and the deacons in the involvement of the various...
Well, they become sought after as advisors. Mm-hmm. So somebody like this elder, somebody likes that deacon, somebody likes that assistant pastor, so they request them to be their advisors.
Can you explain something then on accountability of ministries?
Accountability is that they are happy to give us the minutes to the pastor, and they attend church, they are part of the church, and they do consult the church on certain issues, and they are coordinated, for example, into the Bible camp. Are you coming to Bible camp?
No. We are attending the vacation school, but not the camp.
So, the family camp is one that coordinates, and young people should come in, but this year, young people less are coming in, because we did not cultivate them enough, and we should have given them a better rebate or subsidy in the camping. So our response this year is about 230-240 people. We should have got 350.
Would it then be a requirement by the church for each of this ministry, let's say, to be headed by an elder or a deacon?
No. All by their own ranks, within their ranks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when it comes to funding of the ministries?
They're all independent. They got plenty of money each.
Right.
Interesting. They know how to give. And so when they support their own, they may not be giving much to the church.
Right.
But then the church has its own support by those who don't do anything but attend church. So some of the rich old ladies may be very happy to give plenty. Depending on how you touch their heartstrings.
Right. So with this, one of the interesting things about Life BP Church is that in other churches, they talk about cell groups. The existence of cell groups. Is it something that we do not see in Life BP, and how is that so?
But we have got so many fellowship groups.
Yes.
They are a sort of cell groups, are they not? They They function by themselves.
Right.
They have their own prayer meeting.
In addition to the YAF,
I know they have their own prayer meeting, and not all.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own meetings anyway,
mm-hmm.
weekly meetings.
Right. And it is your conviction then to allow decentralization to take place so that growth,
which I delight in, I just leave them alone, never bother them.
Right.
And that's the strength of Life Church, because this will be taking care of quite a few hundred members,
mm-hmm.
the most active. Then there are those who are very regular in attending church, but they just love to attend church,
mm-hmm.
that's all,
mm-hmm.
and they give to the church.
So in terms of mission efforts, you could have possibly various members coming to you and say that this is where the Lord is leading me and I'd like to go, and they would have the blessing of the church.
They have a wonderful interrelation, and there is a group that are very zealous to go on mission trips. They always go, not once, but they go all the time to show that they are very intent.
Mm.
So we do help them on their side. Sometimes, you know, the church, usually they spend themselves, but sometimes we do subsidize them and help them too.
Right. This is really fantastic.
It's very active. Our church here is very active. And one reason is that they know they are saved. They are very well indoctrinated in salvation. So everyone is happy to give and, you know, to be outgoing, yes.